Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Mona Sheikh Omar and you're listening to Studio Diaries. I just woke up, literally still have my eyes closed. but I wanted to record this because I don't know if this happens to you, but to me, like when I wake up, like a million thoughts just bombard through my brain. Of things I should have done, things I didn't do, things I got to do left. And it's like one of them was a random thought that I was that made me pause. And I said, I hate myself. I hate myself. I was like, why? And I was like, and I said, because I didn't do such and such. And I was like, wait a minute. You hate yourself because you didn't produce something. Yeah, I was supposed to do it last night. I was supposed to do it yesterday and the day before, but it didn't happen. So, yeah, that's why. And I was like, I had to take a minute to unwork that because I'm in this moment in time where, you know, I've learned about my habit of placing my worth on my productivity. And so I had to take a moment with that thought and be like, yesterday I tried really hard for multiple hours. I sat there, I worked, I thought about it. I didn't do anything else. I didn't distract myself. Yet it didn't come out. And so I tried really hard, but nothing came out. So does that mean I'm worthless? So I had to tell myself, regardless of whether I do or don't do, produce or don't produce, I must not think of it as my worth. I must love myself. I love myself for trying. That's what matters. It's not about the product that gets finished on time at the end of the day. It's not about that, because even if I was to do that, the next thing is waiting. I gotta take a pause, and I gotta say, hey, I'm proud of you for trying. Doesn't matter what came out at the end. I'm proud of you for trying. And that is so hard. Like, even now I'm saying it, but I'm not feeling it. But I have to say, you gotta say it, even if you don't feel it. Because at the end, that's what matters. Like, the words that you tell yourself are what matter. Not anything else. So, I know myself. If I placed my worth and my love for myself on that project getting completed, the next week there's another project right after. And my worth will go down to zero again until I get that one done. Then when I get that one done, there's another one right behind it. And that's not in any way, shape, or form healthy. But I'm proud that I'm trying. Even though this week, it's like some weeks you feel your progress and some weeks you're just like, I'm just showing up. I don't know what is happening. But I'm just going to have faith that it's gonna finish. I don't know if I should be talking like maybe I should Salaam alaikum. Maybe I should talk better, but I just thought I had to snipe this morning. There's other thoughts too, you know. One thing I've been really proud of myself is these past couple weeks. I think I'm on my third or fourth week of doing Quran classes every day in the morning. We get Thursdays and Fridays off, but I've been showing up, even though this particular week, like 4 days out of the week, the first thought was like, oh, what if we just skip? What if we just sleep? I can't do it today. Oh, no. I would just grab my Musaf anyways, turn on the Zoom, join, and go into it. And then when it's done, it's done. So just keep at it. it's not gonna feel like you're doing something. You may not feel it, but just keep at it. You'll get there. And some days you'll feel it, some days you won't. But what matters is that you're trying. You're choosing, not your fear. You're choosing who you want to be, not your fear of things. And that's what I like about this, is that before I remember I wrote this, I was like, before I used to approach growth from a perspective of like, I don't want to be a loser. I don't want to be the person who loses. I want to be this person who's like this. But now it's more of like, this is who I want to be. I like this. I should incorporate it more. Even though I'm still working on that allergy to the things I like. You know, the things I like make me cringe. I'm like, ooh, you like this? Why? Gonna keep working on that. And since I just woke up, let me just read Ayatul Kursi and you read it with me, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. صلى الله العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد من شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب من شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. And Allah, please make my private life more beautiful than my public one. Ya Allah. I've really been trying to change that. I feel like my public life is prettier than my private life in terms from Allah's eyes. You know? I feel like I seem like a muttaqi, hafiz Quran. Yeah. And then my daily life is just trash. This trash is getting better, you know? So I want to be most best presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to the rest of the people, just look at me as meh. Ya Allah, help me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This has been Studio Diaries, and I will see you guys in the next episode, inshallah.